Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7. Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, is standing out for a look at the water cooler conversations. And Volkswagen, believe it or not, they've been accused of ruining crops planted near one of its factories in Mexico.
Well, how'd they manage to do that?
Well, at first, whenever I see the headline like that, I think, what, is it emissions? Because, you know, these companies have gotten in trouble for hiding emission standards, stuff like that. So that's what I thought it was doing. But instead, it's by using technology to alter the weather.
Well, I don't even know what to say about that. Just have to laugh because I'm like, listen, if you can alter the weather, let's not have any more storms and blizzards here, please.
What about hail? Wouldn't it be great to not have hail here?
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for a good one, get my car replaced.
I think that's the thing.
I don't think anybody else is.
Maybe that's why people are so upset here, because it's like, look, we haven't had a hailstorm in a long time.
And we just had one.
Because that's what they're doing. Local groups have accused the German automaker of causing a dry spell with hail cannons.
What?
They shoot sonic booms into the air to prevent the formation of hail.
Oh, my gosh.
So you hear the sonic boom. Oh, great. Guess it's not going to rain now. And so you're asking, why would they do this, right? Well, to protect cars parked outside the factory from dents caused by hailstorms.
Oh, duh. I know, because car factories get really, ticked off when all their cars get ruined.
Right, yeah. They don't want that to happen.
No.
And then people, I guess, figured it out what was going on. It's like, we keep hearing these sonic booms. All right. Well, following the complaints, Volkswagen, they promised, all right, we're going to reduce our use of cannons at its Puebla factory. And then a company spokesperson said, even though there's no evidence that this use of these devices caused lack of rain, Volkswagen Mexico, we've decided to modify our operation in order to maintain a harmonious relationship with our neighbors.
How sweet of you.
Why do you stop if you said that there's no evidence of it?
So obviously there's something happening.
Yeah, somebody,
you're sort of admitting guilt.
Right.
There.
Somebody figured something out. And well, how at one point, but then, and I mean, that happens usually with governments. They turn around, they blame a government for doing something like influencing the weather. Oh, you seeded the clouds for rain. You did this, did that. And usually that's the thing. They're trying to seed it for rain.
Well, then
rain.
We probably wouldn't have hurricanes and whatnot all the dang time.
Right. Maybe that's what they should do. Start shooting those cannons toward hurricanes.
Shoot them down.
There's a sonic boom. We'll fly a plane over them and just drop a few sonic booms here and just make it stop. How about we do that?
Their hail cannons into all the dang fires.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, no, because then that would make the rain go away.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's all right. So you don't quite have this figured out, Jill.
Why I'm not a scientist.
Right. Meteorologist or...
or that. Or
firefighter.
Or a lot of things.
Yeah, any of those things. So
we could go on and
we're
on.
We're just glad what you are, Jill, not what you aren't. All right.
Nice.
There you go. That's a look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.